Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This show always works, and we get things started with a song from Andy Barr. Let's hear it for Andy, everybody.
Entitlement to think that you're any good at comedy at all. That's also accurate. You have little tiny breastfed milk baby teeth.
He's got. Fun fact, that's where his dick sucking lips came from.
Good one, Matthew. Got no talent. Thank you. You perform as many funny jokes as Jeremy Shear has teeth.
Here's a life hack. Nobody else knows who Jeremy Shear fucking is.
It's the thing that makes me the happiest. Are you guys performing?
But,
yeah, it's our fucking show, motherfucker. What the fuck? Of course. You're a fucking opponent, motherfucker, and now you're telling me to shut up? Fuck you, you all lose, in my opinion.
You guys are in this situation. Okay, guys. Michael, you egghead, yellow ass, Ernie puppet looking motherfucker. I know you bought that bird sock puppet to remind you of your old roommate, but guess what, man? It's still just you in your hand.
Foul ball!
So far, you're winning the round, Ryan.
Yeah, it's my show again, motherfucker.
Matt told me, Mike, if I don't win, I'm gonna kill myself after the show. No, don't. It's not worth waiting that long.
Hilarious. How many jokes are they up to? Four?
Four, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. In honor of Cinco de Mayo, if you guys didn't know, he actually lost his job yesterday as manager at Taco Bell for coming in people's food. Not to mention, you are what you eat, which is a licked, clean, Cool Ranch Dorito.
I don't get that one, thank you. Sisters. They don't even use condoms.
That's true. She gave me herpes.
He went first, so I go last, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I am Eminem. You are Cheddar Bob. Anything you say bounces off of me and shoots you straight in the dick. So good job tonight. Good luck.
Thank you, guy who eats Play-Doh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stay up here. You gotta give it up for him. That was good. Paul, what? I mean, we're ultimately giving it up to you guys. But, Paul, what did you think? Silent Bob over there in the corner.
I think I'm gonna be just huge.
I agree. All right. If you guys think Mike won, give it up. If you guys think Matt won, give it up. Well, winner of the first round, Mike Dragon, everybody.
Give it.
Oh, no. That was all right. Our next thing I'm very excited about. It features the disgraced champion. Please welcome to the stage, Samuel the Sam La Tourette. Of the evening, big fan of this guy. Please welcome to the stage, Chris Wernowski, everybody.
You got the easy one wrong.
Are you guys ready for this battle?
So Chris co-hosts a semi-regular podcast called Sorry, Please Continue, which is really strange because nobody has literally ever said that to him in normal conversation.
I like Sam. Sam is a very nice guy. He's basically what happens when your sketch comedy group says, we need a Chad Weaver type, but a total fucking loser.
Also, nobody knows who the fuck Chad Weaver is.
Or my sketch group.
Yes.
Chris looks like every time he comes too fast, he then publishes an article on Cleveland.com the next day, claiming that women are just a lot harder to please these days. To be fair, they are.
Hey, Chris, extra, you're a faggot.
I just got the push alert. If you don't know this, Sam's father is former Northeast Ohio Congressman Steve LaTourette. Which is, it's pretty sad. His father passed away recently. And honestly, he had a failing pancreas, and you. Which I, it's an impossible distinction.
Chris is actually verified on all social media platforms, which means he has that check next to his name, which is great because it makes all of his sexual assault victims, it makes it a lot easier for them to positively identify him. So,
I wrote down that Eddie Hall, so...
Family name. in common, as I said before. Both of our fathers are dead. The only difference is that my dad only fucked over two lives. His dad fucked over an entire congressional district. Those jobs ain't coming back, coal miners.
That deserved more laughs. Fucking crowd reaction on this, because this is going to sudden fucking death. They were both wonderful. They both have one more joke to fucking show who's boss. Are you guys ready for the kill here? Hell fucking yes. You started, right? So you want to go first?
Sure.
Sudden death. First up. Chris M. Wernowski.
Sam had mentioned that I was a journalist earlier. I actually met his dad while I was a journalist. He came to my office, and I told him, I was like, you can wait in the lobby, which he took to meant wait inside the lobby he left your mother, lobbyist he left your mother for.
Minnesota
congressman? Who was fucking dead always used to tell me, you're supposed to dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. And Chris dresses like he's never gonna get that job advice.
Guys, we need your help here. This was a fucking great battle, right? Yes. If you think Sam won, give it up. If you think Chris won, give it up.
At the top of my page, I just have Chris Wernowski looks like a murderer. Do not trust Chris Wernowski.
You would have won this handily had you cut out like 75% of the nouns that you used earlier. Chris.
I think somebody had mentioned that Sam did have an addiction to heroin. He is less train spotting and more train spotting too, and then nobody fucking cares about him.
That's not true, is that? Oh, wait.
Your dad only got one sudden death.
The winner of this battle is the American people, because Sam's dad is dead. No, I don't know. What the fuck? don't want to owe me. What the fuck? You're going to owe me on that? All right, we'll give it up to you guys. Chris won.
Hawaiian episode later, playing Vincent Price's character. So
you get no points for roasting me.
Oh, I'm aware. I just wanted to say it because I've been thinking it the entire night.
Well, if that's the way that your roast is going to go. All right.
I want to first start off by saying it's an honor to be roasting Dylan. I've never actually roasted a pop punk starter kit before. So that's nice.
Ray is a ex-juggalo with a flogging Molly tattoo, so I can only assume he was the first juggalo to get kicked out of the family for having shit taste in music.
You know what, he's sadly true. That's the thing. Dylan, I don't know a lot about Dylan, but I do know that he looks like every kid whose dad owns a cement company, that he works there every summer. And lets all the employees smoke weed while I'm happy.
If Ray was a pro wrestler, his finishing move would be the open mic bomb.
Oh man, Dylan went to Kent State and graduated in 2014. It's too bad that he did not go there in 1960, everyone.
That's not even the right kid!
Ray's Instagram name is RDH Comedy, which is about the equivalent if I played basketball at the Y once and changed my Instagram name to Dylan Musk NBA.
I love how you did that and the fucking mic stand just dropped. So like, I was like, yeah, we're over. We're fucking done. Oh, man. I'm going to say this about Dylan. Dylan's a nice guy. And the thing is, every time that he would roast me, I'm like, wow, it is cool that I get roasted by a guy who works at Market Garden Brewery and grew up. Okay, yeah, fuck that. Anyway, time for the winner.
I've never even been.
Fuck. For it to fuck up, it should have had like a trajectory in the first place.
Did you tell them employable during your roast? Oh shit. Hey guys, you went there and had a good interview. Fuck him, right?
Ray had to become an exterminator after his last girlfriend cheated on him and gave him fleas.
Jesus. Dylan's relationships, I've actually gotten to know him. And if I could quantify it in a Star Wars character, Dylan's relationships are a lot like C-3PO because he is the bottom in every relationship he's in.
Oh, too mean? Fuck you guys.
No, not too mean. You're just missing a middle part there.
So he's employable and a generous lover.
You know, I can handle, like, beeps rather than, do I look pretty all the time? That was a really funny joke.
Sarah, you do.
She does, everybody. Give it up for my girlfriend here that I unfortunately brought her into this, like, Go ahead. Sorry for interrupting the thing that we brought you all here to.
Just because Bray's an exterminator, don't think he's not following his dreams. You can actually catch him at next year's WrestleMania as the WWE's oldest Make-A-Wish kid.
He's sadly true. I don't think you can have him make a wish for being retarded. It's not terminal. You can get a job busing tables anywhere.
No, I can't. I've been fired from every busser job I've had.
It's because I'm joking, Lars slash restaurant.
It's because I'm motivated, sir. Dylan.
That was five.
What's a five?
Yeah, that's five.
All right,
that's
five.
That's five. Hey, you guys know it's going swimmingly when we lose track of the amount of shows they do, right? No, that was supposed to be funny.
Right.
You guys ready to pick a winner in this shit? Alright.
Gray dropped the mic stand down because it ticks the joke.
If you guys think Sweet Baby Ray won, give it up for
him. Sorry. It's not right.
It's not right.
I don't think it deserved that. That's just like fucking.
Yeah, there was some good stuff in there about how he has a job and takes dick well.
Somebody's gonna wipe you up for that. Like, you got yeah, right? Homeboy here, fucking, yeah, he's last word on her. Are you with her? Okay. Message received, ma'am.
Ryan, the clap.
I know. You guys think Dylan won? Give it up for him. I love Ray. I don't. Everybody gives Ray shit, and it's just because you're bad at comedy, but you're sweet. But you're a sweet boy, and I love you. Thanks, Bill. Am I fucking this up yet? Oh, okay. All right. Are you guys ready for your next battle?
I don't know how I get tricked into doing this all the time.
You get tricked into... Fuck your... Wait a minute, hold on. Fuck yourself, motherfucker.
I know, but it's so... We're hosting a people in a room full of 100 other people to see you fucking fuck up against the redhead.
It's disconcerting to see... It's disconcerting to see how excited you get about this.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love being interviewed. I hate everybody. I hate all of you.
I feel like the best day is not crying with you to fly slow. Buzz it around.
That's what I always hear in my ear when he's around.
Who wants to go first? I will. You know what? We'll go on the tightest pants on the stage.
And you're not in the pedal.
But Cody has a boner right now, so then we'll go with him.
My verse? Is that what he's talking about? All right. Logan looks like a grown-up Chucky doll. Which makes sense, because most of his sexual encounters involve child's play.
Oh my god.
It's as good as it gets, guys. Fuck off.
Cody runs a few successful weekly comedy shows with Bill Squire, and during the day, he works as a solar panel salesman. Impressively, Cody has made two careers out of profiting from the power of a star.
Comedy, it goes Bill Squire, then me, then Logan Rishaw, and the human centipede of getting paid work.
To be fair, I would like to see you both shit in one another's mouth.
I told you guys, it's downhill. I gotta sandwich all the shit between the two killers, so just fucking buckle in.
Cody graduated amongst the top of his class at Allegheny College, where he received a degree in physics. His education in physics has helped him with his joke writing, where he's crafted an immense stockpile of bombs.
I think he wins just because of timing after my last joke.
I keep pointing out that last joke.
Logan currently works as a bartender at a movie theater and as a bank teller, which fulfilled his parents' dream of having an underachieving daughter.
Cody's favorite film is Mel Gibson's Braveheart. He can really relate to a rageaholic with occasional outbursts of sexism wanting to no homo his way into a skirt for 3 straight hours.
You'd never want your daughter to date a guy like Logan because he is using her to get close enough to fuck your son. Always dress for fuck's sake. Come on.
You look like James Corden fucked Drew Carey, and you both didn't know how to go to Men's Warehouse.
That also fucked Buzz McAllister.
That's not your kids.
Well, I'm from Home Alone, you idiot.
Buzz McAllister. I don't know. I thought you were referring to a cartoon at the end of SI for Kids that I subscribed to in the 90s as a middle schooler.
No, but now that I think of it, if you take those glasses off, he does look like a guy from CSI.
How many jokes does Cody get right now?
So if somebody's concerned about it,
Whoa! Puckering up, sir! I'd expect that from a guy that looks like Mike Calhoun will stick his ass or his hand inside your ass as his ventriloquist. I wasn't making fun of you yet. I really don't like you, and I was trying to be and I will get to making fun of you because I hate you.
All right. Do I have to post this show from here on out?
Shut your fucking mouth, Calhoun. fourth joke.
Cody's been hitting the gym pretty hard lately. He keeps trying to bulk up in hopes that one day he can build enough mass to create a gravitational pull strong enough to bring his father back into his life.
Is this the fifth one?
The fifth one.
Even if he didn't have red hair, you would still know Logan is Irish because he is shaped like a potato. That one was my favorite. And yours, thank you.
Despite everything I've said, Cody is one of my best friends. I found him to be super talented, and I think when he reaches his full potential in comedy, he's going to be a fantastic headliner Wednesday nights at the Funny Stop.
That's technically a really good one.
Get this over with, he lost. Let's go.
Oh, man. We're gonna give it up to the audience here, but I would just like to point out that it looks like the both of you have applied to an MM4F ad on Craigslist.
Nice luau shirt.
Like clap offs.
Yeah, let's do the clap
offs. Guys, if you think the Logan won, give it up for him. Guys, if you think that Cody won, give it up for him. Despite him being really fucking dumb and rubbing my tit, I think it was a tie. So we're gonna do a sudden thing.
Did you guys know, if you go to your bathroom mirror at midnight and say Bill Squire's name out loud three times, Cody Cooper shows up looking for stage time.
Logan Ritchell shows up dressed like that asking me for stage time.
That's true, too.
I had something
else. Oh, wow.
I tried to sub it out. I thought I was going to ride that. Give it to him.
Self-perform your own work, buddy.
That's right.
Hey, I don't think we need to make a clap off.
Nope.
Logan Ritchell is the winner. You're 30, buy some pants that fucking sit above the shoe line. That's it. No, nobody knows how to buy pants that fit them, including me, I guess. Like, I'm up here.
But, this is what I came here for.
Just saying, Google shit. You'll get laid more. Fucking guy that's yelling shit at a show that you paid $5 to see nobody's yell at each other.
Walter, it's your ads, guys.
I hate it.
Let's hear it for Kyle Hogdorf and Mike Calhoun.
gotta switch. I don't want Calhoun and their permanent next to each other.
I would never fucking. I just don't like you.
Nobody knows who I am, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
Do you reference me or not? Kyle,
hey, what member of
let him do it. Rose, he abstains.
Mike, you Hitler youth turned Hitler young professional. Hitler would have changed his master plan had he known his superior race would have turned into a wannabe Broadway performer moonlighting as another faggy alt comic.
State University, guys. Oh, now I'm gonna lose him. Which is why he looks like he has truck nuts and a coexist sticker on his Ford Fiesta.
Thank you, GQ.
It's a shame that you did go to such a liberal school. You could have benefited from some fat shaming.
Something called contemporary white trash. It's like if you put a blazer and new shoes on Don Vito. You look like you ate a realtor and have assumed his life.
That's a very funny clapback from a guy who looks like a photo negative of a member of the Four Tops.
Actually, Mike's gonna be a great comic. His parents recently bought him Hannibal Buress at one of those get out auctions.
Disappointing reality at the end of every man-seeking man request on Craigslist.
A swing and a miss!
Foul tip, 2-2.
You burning bundle of twigs! Mike's out on his podcast that he's into Jewish girls! Yeah, stuffing into an oven and then wearing their burnt panties around.
I didn't want to fucking poison this shit for Mike, because I wanted to be fair. But why are you both fucking dressed like fucking?
Because I look great, Ryan.
Thank you. And I look great.
I can't argue with that.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. You look great.
I might buy a house from him later.
You look like you're gonna fucking pin a flower on a girl with braces.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle's day job is a lunch lady on Wii.
which fulfills his dream of delivering other people's terrible food. But at night, you can hear his material on Cleveland sports and Jesus turning water into wine, which fulfills his dream of delivering other people's terrible jokes.
How many are up to?
This is my fifth.
Okay.
Mike does a podcast called Unbelievable. It should be called Unbearable. Mike says he broadcasts live from a nuclear submarine. He doesn't. That's a lie. The industry term for it is theater of the mind. Listening to you talk, the only theater my mind wants to be is Ford's, with John Wilkes Booth playing my motherfucking brains out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna need help with this last one. I had never met Kyle before, and I was told I was supposed to roast him. So I look him up, and I study, and I'll tell you what. I love this man. I love this man! Which is why, please, I need my friends. Will you make me the happiest man?
I'm not a faggot.
Are we good? By the way, it looks like you're about to sing Earth Angel to Marvin, your cousin? I know you've been trying to hear his chicken roast jokes. Well, listen to this. This was a really good fucking battle. I don't want to fucking take away from anything. They were fucking great. This was one of the best ones that we had this evening. Everybody was fucking great. Please, if you think Mike won, give it up for him. If you think Kyle won, give it up for him.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.